This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, thousands of people are expected to march in Philadelphia tomorrow for the No Kings protest, one of many taking part across the country. The demonstrations coinciding with a military parade in Washington, D.C. on President Trump's birthday, but also now in protest of the administration's immigration policies. As KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the city is urging people to demonstrate peacefully.
As with any other major event like an Eagles parade or the 4th of July, all police personnel have been called in to help with the protests, whether it's blocking traffic or walking with demonstrators or being on standby in case things get out of hand.
We want people to come here safely and exercise their First Amendment rights, but we want them and we ask them to do so responsibly.
Mayor Sherrell Parker says officers will be doing their job, protecting both citizens and property.
Our police department will ensure their public safety. They're going to make sure that people have a right to peacefully assemble.
Police officials and the district attorney have said if there are disruptors who break the law, they will be arrested and held accountable. City officials believe people will begin to gather in the morning around 10, with the march scheduled to start around noon from Love Park up the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Art Museum. Most roads around City Hall and the surrounding neighborhoods will be closed for most of the day, and SEPTA buses will be detoured in the area and they'll have reduced transit. The city's Office of Emergency Management has set up a messaging system for updates. Text Ready Philly to 888-777 for alerts. Other demonstrations are planned in the suburbs, including Langhorne, Lansdale, Ardmore, and Havertown. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.